So we've been talking about breast cancer. October marks National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's a month when consumers are inundated with pink products from Yoplait yogurt to pet food. Susan G. Komen for The Cure is the entity behind many of these pink products. Komen is the largest private funder of breast cancer research in the world, but not everybody's a fan of the Komen product lines. We heard from one. David Hyde talked with Carrie Glasscock, Director of Corporate Relations at Komen for The Cure. Carrie starts by telling David what Komen's mission is.
Number one, we are the largest private funder of breast cancer research in the world. And we also are helping women in local communities around the United States. We fund more than 2,000 local organizations that help provide education, screening, and treatment services to women in need.
Part of the Pink Ribbon campaign works with a variety of different kinds of companies that come out with product lines that are beneficial both to the Komen Foundation, but also to the companies themselves. And there are critics of that. I'm sure you know you're the director of these kinds of partnerships. One of the issues in particular that some folks have been critical of is your partnership with Kentucky Fried Chicken, where pink buckets for The Cure went on sale starting back in 2010. A lot of people don't think of Kentucky Fried Chicken as a particularly healthy product and are even concerned about being overweight or obese as a risk factor for breast cancer. How do you make decisions like that to partner with, say, Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I was here when we made that decision and proudly worked on that campaign. And our partnership with Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, helped us reach women in both rural and urban communities with breast cancer awareness messaging. KFC at the time had more than 5,000 stores around the United States. And again, utilizing the pink ribbon and the survivors' names on their buckets helped us remind women to get screened. It reminded women of the importance of early detection. And then in addition, KFC also raised those very vital funds for our mission. We raised more than $4 million in just a few short weeks. And 75% of those funds went back into the local communities to help provide education, screening, and treatment services for underserved women.
But were there conversations at Komen about the fact that being overweight is a risk factor for breast cancer and high-fat foods like fried chicken can contribute to obesity, and just some concern there at Komen about wanting to help promote those kinds of foods?
We absolutely acknowledge that leading a healthy lifestyle is an important risk factor for decreasing one's chances of developing breast cancer. However, everything in moderation is important, and we certainly were not advocating for anyone to eat an entire bucket of chicken.
On the other side of this, some companies start using this pink branding in October, but they don't actually even donate to Komen for the Cure or the fight against breast cancer. What can Komen do to prevent that sort of thing from happening?
That's a great point. You know, here at Susan G. Komen, we are incredibly We have a huge emphasis on disclosure to consumers and transparency to consumers. So we require all of our corporate partners at the point of sale, at that time that the consumer is making a purchasing decision, to disclose exactly how much of a consumer's purchase is coming back to the cause. And we also report about every single one of our cause marketing partners on our website, Komen.org.
What percentage of Komen's budget goes towards awareness campaigns, just simply raising awareness about the problem of breast cancer?
So we spend 38% of our budgeted funds on education services because it is still so important to educate women about the breast cancer cause. You know, there are a lot of women who still think that they won't get breast cancer unless they have a family history. Or there are young women out there that think, oh, that's just my grandmother's disease, when in fact, 7 out of 10 breast cancer cases have no family history, and more young women are being diagnosed with the disease.
And just remind us why it's important for women then to be more aware of the possibility that they could develop breast cancer.
Well, I think because early detection plays such a key role in the treatment and survival of breast cancer, and if we are able to raise awareness and eliminate fear and remind women to be breast self-aware, to know their risk, that if they can catch it early, they have a much greater chance of surviving, and the cost of their treatment actually goes down.
That's Carrie Glasscock. She's director of Komen for the Cure's corporate relations. She talked to David Hyde. This is The Record on KUOW.